I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, making big real-world money in the cyber world of professional electronic sports. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me for a look at the week's news, and a happy belated Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
Thursday found many NFL fans giving thanks for the opportunity to watch pro football from 12:30 Eastern time until about midnight or whenever they fell into a stupor. How many of those games made viewers happy that they'd tuned in?
Well, a couple of them, especially the Cowboys-Miami game, and I would argue the Baltimore game as well, Baltimore-San Francisco game as well, made people very happy for tryptophan oblivion because it wasn't very good football. The only thing we demonstrated yesterday is that the Green Bay Packers are a very, very good football team, and Detroit Lions defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh has a boatload of talent, the coolest translated first name of any football player in NFL history, and it's time for him to stop being an idiot.
What? No, wait a minute. You're telling me you don't believe that it took stomping on a guy three times for that young man to regain his balance?
That's right, because on those rare nights in college where I was a little unsteady coming home from the bistros, I could not walk a straight line until after I'd stomped on a guy's head at least three times. It's necessary to maintain your balance to find a cranium to walk on.
Okay, so you're on
No, I don't
side.
Believe him oh. as far as I can throw Ndamukong Suh.
Not very far.
And that's not however, he can throw me across the room.
It is college football's rivalry week, Charlie, with the LSU-Arkansas game out of the way. Which of today's tilts will you be watching?
At 3:30, I'll be watching Alabama and Auburn because Auburn could really foul up the BCS in a gigantic way if they managed to beat Alabama.
On Thursday, Texas beat Texas A&M. The score was 27-25 on a field goal as time expired. The Aggies will join the SEC next season. Are you one of those who were sad to see the end of that century-old rivalry?
Actually, I was, because it was one of the few I remember watching from the time I was a kid. It was always on Thanksgiving Day. It didn't really matter if you knew anything about either one of the teams. It was the football game you watch at your grandmother's house after the turkey was done. So, yes, I will be.
An anonymous letter sent to the admissions office at the University of Hawaii charged that players there had been playing poorly in order to enable gamblers to win money on Hawaii's games. The Honolulu Police Department has said there isn't enough information to open a criminal investigation. Hawaii hasn't beaten the point spread in 2 months, but maybe they're just a bad team, right?
That could be a bad team. I don't understand why the guy sent the money to I don't understand why the guy sent the letter to the admissions office. I mean, did it say, let me into your university or I will accuse you of point shaving?
He had his eye on the future. Be more careful about players you admit to this university. I don't know either.
You know what? I'll bet it's the first office listed alphabetically when you look up University of Hawaii, and you don't want to send it to the switchboard.
That's probably right. This week, Milwaukee Brewers third baseman Ryan Braun was awarded the 2011 National League MVP Award, and his American League counterpart is Detroit ace Justin Verlander. He's the first starting pitcher to win an MVP in 25 years. Good choice?
Yes, both of them very good choices. Ryan Braun is a terrific player, and I noticed that he lives in Malibu and not in Milwaukee in the offseason, which I can't...
Shocked.
I mean, having lived in Milwaukee in the winter, I can hardly blame him. I'm really happy for him. Justin Verlander was the most valuable player in the American League because without him, the Detroit Tigers are not noticed after June.
And now we get to see whether Justin Verlander will henceforth sign baseball's Cy Young / MVP the way Roger Clemens did when he achieved that distinction.
Well, we can only hope Justin doesn't have to sign any affidavits as MVP Cy Young winner.
Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby returned to the ice this week, Charlie. A concussion had knocked him out of action for nearly a year, so he must have been pretty rusty, right?
Yeah, he only had 4-point night for the 21st time in his career and made a dinner out of the New York Islanders, which he's apparently done his entire career. So it's very good to have him back. Cross your fingers that nothing, I guess, happens to him again.
Basketball Hall of Famer Julius Erving sold off about $3.5 million worth of his rings and various other memorabilia this week. Any idea who bought the stuff?
Oh, the Philadelphia 76ers bought a ton of it. They bought 10 lots containing 18 items from his personal collection. This is part of a campaign to get Dr. J back into the organization in Philadelphia in some capacity, so I'm assuming this will help.
Tony Stewart won the Sprint Cup title on Sunday. Does this result delight Mr. NASCAR?
Well, I mean, it does delight you. What does delight me is the fact that the Sprint Cup worked out exactly the way people wanted it to work out, which is it came down to a 2- and 3-point difference in the last race of the year. So I think NASCAR's got to be thrilled with this.
We made fun of Tiger Woods last week for losing his first match at the President's Cup by a record-breaking margin. So I think it's only fair to acknowledge that Tiger Woods captured the point that sealed a win in that competition for the U.S. on Sunday.
Yes, he won. He scored 1 point and the USA won. Congratulations. But it looks like he was happier than any of the times he ever won
big
the U.S.
Smile,
Open.
Big smile. Last week, a quartet of pensioners in England was dealt a whist hand that defies the odds and human comprehension when each was dealt a full suit. Each of the four, one got hearts, one got clubs, etc. The odds of this happening are about 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
word these elderly prevaricators are saying.
They're old.
I don't believe them any more than I believe Ndamukong Suh was trying to regain his balance by stomping on a guy's head three times. I think these people are dealing in barefaced non-facts.
Oh, dear. And finally, Charlie, Thursday marked the 10th anniversary of that other great Thanksgiving Day sports tradition, the National Dog Show, and I want you to admit it, you watched, right?
I watched none of it, thank you very much, although it was probably more exciting than any of the football games were. But congratulations to Ira, the wire-haired Fox Terrier, who won the National Dog Show. I'm quite amazed that that we've had a decade of Thanksgiving Day National Dog Shows. I didn't see that one coming.
Charlie Pierce writes the politics blog for Esquire magazine, and of course he joins me here at Only a Game each week at this time as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.